Tonight is Monday night, February 8th, or first day of Rosh Chodesh, Adar Aleph. This is the Gemara Shir, Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Read the Gemara on the top, about 10 lines from the top, a statement which Rava made, who said that you are permitted to take blood from an animal, but 6 lines from the top. And Abaye said there is a brisa that supports you, 7-8 lines from the top. Makizin dam lebehema, ve'ein monin refuah lebehema b'cholosh moed. And you're allowed to go ahead and make his down bloodletting for an animal, and there are no restrictions against refuah whatsoever for an animal on Cholosh HaMoed. Now, I apologize, I should have focused that at the riff or the rush. In the context of refuah, the rush cites a brisa, a tosefta, which says, I'll just read it to you slowly, Barishona Hayu Omrim, Ein shosin meizavlin meidikolim vikos ikarin b'moed. Initially it was studied, it was learned, that you should not drink on Cholosh HaMoed various liquids which have medicinal benefits to them. Dekel is a tree, various liquid medicines that were extracted from trees. And Vikos Ikarin, that was a special drink to prevent pregnancy. So initially, you're not supposed to do so. Initially, it was taught that you were not permitted to do so. Ad Sheba Rabbi Akiva Velimeid Sheshosin. Until Rabbi Akiva came and taught that the Chachamim HaRishonim were wrong, and that the Halacha is, it is perfectly okay to take it on Cholosh HaMoed. So the Keren Ora says, why did the Chachamim initially prohibit a human from taking these types of medicines? Not because of Shchika Samamon, not because we're afraid that you're going to grind and prepare the medicines by grinding, but rather because it is not Oneg Yom Tov to drink these types of things. Apparently they had some bitter taste to it. Wasn't exactly the most pleasant thing. And as a result, since it was bitter, it's pasnish, it's not appropriate for Yom Tov, or Cholosh HaMoed. But it has nothing to do with the gzeira per se of Samamanim. And in fact, those who don't agree with the Keren Ora have to face a very powerful question which the Rogichava asks. If you take the packet for a second, so this is the Shut Avnei Nezer, and it happens to be that the dialogue is between himself and the Sfasemis, the Ger Rebbe. So the Shachachava is engaging in dialogue with the Sfasemis. So he writes, Chuos chen chen lechavot horoso shepilpel biktas tevorai. I'm delighted that you have decided to what? To read what I wrote. V'hine pesach devariv yo'ir diyesh litmo atuva. The Sham v'Tosefta, there in the Tosefta, this is the Tosefta that I just read. Barishona hayu omrim ein shoslin meizivale meidekalim v'kos ikarin ad shibar Rabbi Akiva v'limeid de shosin. Asks the Avnei Nezer, V'chi ha'yirishonim ha'yosmin refua v'moed l'migzar atu shchika samamanim v'hu atzmo mutter ad kan l'shono. So the Sfas Emes asked the following question. How is it possible that the Chachamim HaRishonim, it said Barishona initially, they prohibited it? And what might be the reason which they prohibited? So the Sfas Emes believe it's the typical understanding of why Refua is prohibited. It might be a gzera that you'll grind the spices. Asks the Sfas Emes, how's it possible? If the act which you want to protect in itself is permissible, on Cholul Shemoed you're allowed to grind spices. Why are you allowed to grind spices? Because grinding spices is part of Oichel Nefesh. So you're allowed to do it. So if you're allowed to grind spices, why would you ever prohibit Refua, which is designed to protect you from an activity which on Cholul Shemoed is permissible? Makes no sense. Vihine answers the Sachet Shava. Ze eino kushyo kolkach. This is not such a terribly difficult question. Why? The matzinu kehai gavna betvilas kelim b'shabbos. Shemi yavirenu. We see that there is a prohibition on Shabbos against immersing a utensil that is tamei, immersing it into a mikveh on Shabbos. So there are various reasons why. One of them is Shemi yavirenu dalan amas brusha sarak. We're afraid that the mikveh is not going to be right next door to your house. And if we're going to allow you to be tovel kalin, we're afraid you're going to carry it. V'gazru nami biyomtov. And they legislated that not only are you not permitted to immerse utensils on Shabbos, but you're also not allowed to immerse utensils on Yom Tov. Says the Sachet Shava, well, that makes no sense. What's the reason which he cited? It's one of the four reasons. That we're afraid that you're going to carry on Shabbos. So you're going to legislate on Yom Tov that you can't go to the mikveh because you might carry? We're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. So why would you not be permitted to immerse a utensil in a mikveh on Yom Tov? So, why? So af de havara atzma muta b'Yom Tov gozru ba'atu Shabbos. Even though carrying a Yom Tov is permissible, they nonetheless prohibited immersing a utensil in a mikveh on Yom Tov in order to protect Shabbos. If you were to go ahead and immerse a utensil on Yom Tov, the next thing you'll do is immerse a utensil on Shabbos. And if you immerse a utensil on Shabbos, you might carry and violate the Isur of carrying. Achanami. After Shchikas Samimani Mutter B'moed Mikomakom Gozruba Atu Shabbos. Even though what? Even though the grinding of spices is actually permitted on Cholul Shemoed, and you might even make a case, the Rambam says it clearly, that grinding spices is Mutter on Yom Tov, nonetheless, you will still prohibit Refua ultimately to protect Shabbos. That if you're going to allow somebody to make Refua on Shabbos or on Cholul Shemoed or Yom Tov, what might they do? They might do it on Shabbos as well.
That's a two-step process.
That's correct. So what?
It's not as good as the other one.
Okay, that's correct. So I cite to you one of the most important Rabbi Kiva Eigers ever. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Beitza, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. That if you want to protect something, here we want to protect the Shabbos, you can have 12 layers of gzeira in order to protect ultimately the Shabbos. Makes no difference. And gzeira le gzeira explains is only when two different concerns happen to intersect together. Two separate individual concerns happen to intersect together. For example, an illustration. The halacha is that why are you not allowed to carry in a karmelis? Why are you not allowed to carry in a karmelis on Shabbos?
That's a derabbanan.
Why?
Because you might carry.
Because you might carry in Rosh Hashanah. So, all the streets in Teaneck, every one of them, is not a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa, because we paskin in Shulchan Aruch against the Rambam that you need 600,000 people trespassing on that street daily in order to be classified as a Rosh Hashanah. So every street in the 90% of the streets of the world are karmas. The Easter of carrying a karmas is only with the Rabbana. Good. Keep that in mind. Case number two. Are you allowed to carry a child who is 5 years old on Shabbos? Are you allowed to carry a child? Is it Dorais or Durabana? It's only Midrabana. Why? Kainoisa Isatsma. If he's 5 years old, he can walk by himself. So there's an Isa Durabanan of carrying a child in Rosh Hasharabim. Why? Why is there an Isa Durabanan? Because you might carry a child who can't walk. A two-day-old child. Well, carrying a two-day-old child is an Issa D'oraisa in Rosh Hashanah. So now we bring a case where we intersect both of them. Are you permitted to carry a five-year-old in a karmelis? There, says Rabbi Kiveger, yes, you're allowed to, because that's a gozer gzeira l'gzeira. You started out with one gzeira concerning not carrying in a Rosh Hashanah, that you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis to protect it. Then there's a second gzeira about carrying children. I'm giving share. Yes. Here the two intersect.
What's the second gzeira?
The second gzeira is you're not allowed to carry a 5-year-old in a Rosh Hashanah because you might carry a 2-day-old in Rosh Hashanah. So now the question is, can you carry a 5-year-old in a karmelis? So Rabbi Kiveger said yes. Kiveger said yes. Why? That's in gozer gzeira l'gzeira. But if you have only one gzeira that you want to protect, in our case, what's the one gzeira you want to protect? Not carrying on Shabbos. I don't care how many gzeiras you have to lump on top of it. I don't care.
Not grinding on Shabbos.
What?
Ours is not grinding.
Tefillah.
Okay.
The tefillah case. Same thing with the medicine case. What gzeira do I want to protect? What isa d'oraisa do I want to protect? Not to grind spices on Shabbos. So in order for me to make sure that I don't grind spices on Shabbos, I prohibit refuah on Chol Hashamoed, perhaps, that's the Havamina Barishona, and I prohibit refuah on Yom Tov. That's what Rabbi Kiveger, that's what the Shachar Shavuot says. And he brings another similar item. V'chein kasvu toisvis. Line 3 in letter bet. Toisvis bava metziah. Bahada mistapik b'gemara. Im gazru shvus amira legoi b'isrulav. B'isrulav. Where normally is the isur of amira l'nachri take place? What's the primary application?
Shabbos.
Not permitted to ask a guy to do a melacha. A melacha is punishable by skila. So Tosis raises the question, does the prohibition of Amira Lenachri apply to what? To a situation where there is no Isur Melacha, Meskila, but only a lav. Now, where might there be a lav? On Yom Tov. Yom Tov, there's no skila. The punishment for violating the same melacha that you violate on Shabbos is only a lav. V'kasvu Tosfos, af de becholo shomoed asur amira lenachri. Wow! Think of a melacha that you're not allowed to do on cholo shomoed. Okay? Think of a melacha. Are you allowed to plant on cholo shomoed? No. Can you ask a guy to plant on Chol HaShemoed? Says Tosfos, no. Why? Shabbos v'yom tov chag ha'milsa. V'gazru ba atu Shabbos. Yom tov should not have been an issue of Amira Lenachri. Because Amira Lenachri is limited typically only when there is an Iser Skila, a real Malacha. So why is Amira Lenachri asar on Yom tov? To protect Shabbos. Once it's Asr to protect Shabbos, you know what else? It's Asr on Chol HaMoed as well. So this line of thinking, says the Sakhat Shava, is now demonstrated in several instances. What, and the case for us that's relevant is what? Is the Refuah. Why Barishayna did the Chachamim HaRishonim until Rabbi Akiva came and said that you're not permitted to take certain medications on Chol HaShemoed? Then you not take this Kos Ikarit or this Kos Dikalim on Chol HaShemoed.
Chacham think that we're such airheads that we can't differentiate between Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov and Shabbos?
Yeah, apparently they think so.
I mean, according to that already, you can't count Amir Nachli on a weekday Chol is already not permitted.
Oh, let's not go that far.
Chacham, obviously, I mean, it's... all right. I'll delete that from the tape.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what he says. So that's why I wanted to show you this issue about refuah on concerning a human. However, the Chachamim never legislated this for animals. It's funny that if your animal is sick, you can give him all the refuah you want. And we were not gozer schika samamadim for an animal. Because the thinking is that if your animal was sick on Yom Tov, would you ever violate an Issur Yom Tov in order to protect your animal? Nobody would think of doing that. Fluffy is sick. So, too bad. Too bad. Nobody would do anything for Fluffy on Shabbos. Nobody would do anything Fluffy on Yom Tov. Hence, there's no reason to prohibit it on Chol HaShemoed. That's what he claims. Avni Nezer. Yeah. Okay. Momagain Viter.
What are Akiva reversing?
Why?
Because
he agreed with Moshe. He says, what are we, nincompoops? We can't recognize the difference between Chol HaShemoed and Yom Tov.
So he only did that for
refuah,
not for the other cases.
All we know is we have a brisa that said it by refuah. Did he say it for tvila? He did not.
What about for, according to the other reason
that
was spoiling the
Tzimtzum Tzimtzum? Does he bother quoting it? No. That was the Karanur. Oh, that was the Karanur.
But how are you almost going to be Akiva?
He would say that they disagreed. He said that Adarab, even though it tastes terrible, if it's going to ultimately cure you, wouldn't you say I'm delighted to take it on Yom Tov? Would you like
it's
to take
it? It's not just an issue of Chol HaMoed.
It's not just an issue of Chol HaMoed. That's correct. Now others claim that the reason why medicines are prohibited on Yom Tov or even Chol HaShemoed is because you don't notice the immediate benefit right away. When do you notice the benefit of it? It takes 6 weeks for it to kick in. It actually depends on the medication. Today medications are a little better, but just some don't work right away. It takes 2 days sometimes for it to work. And the concern was that you'd be taking medications on Yontiv or Chol Shamoed for the benefit that will take place after Yom Tov, and that was a concern. That's another reason, which they said to explain the Chachamim or Rishayim. What? No, it's not a nola. It's not a. You're doing something not for Yom Tov benefit.
It's like the watering things we used to have.
Correct. That's correct.
So the water, or the irrigation stuff that we for after.
Correct. Okay. Come again, Vita. Oh, I just should add something. Just should add one thing to what this last thing that I just said. Let's see if I quoted that Shulchan Aruch here. Now I have the Rambam. Now I have the Mishnah Berurah. I don't have the Chabad here. Magen Avraham. Shulchan Aruch. That's your Chabad. No. Okay. We are now about 10 lines from the top. Rava Shari Likaskuse Kirmi. Rava permitted Kiskuse Kirmi. What is Kiskuse Kirmi? It's what we call in halachic literature Gehuts. Pressing your clothes and usually using a little starch. That's called gehuts. What?
The gehuts is the iron.
The iron, yeah, that's how you press it. Exactly. It's one of the two things that happens to be prohibited during shloshim. Only two things that are prohibited during shloshim above and beyond Shiva. One is shaving, right, and geluah, and the other one is gehuts, not permitted to wear heavily starched clothing during the shloshim. Chinese laundries don't like people on their shloshim. They don't like men's shloshim because they lose business. That's what Rava allowed. L'kaskuse kirvi. Now Rashi says, the Gemara says, because it's Masa Hedyot. It doesn't require much of a, an expert. Everybody knows how to iron. You know how to iron. You know how to iron?
We have this thing in our house.
with a board also, right? An iron board. So...
What's the malacha that you're over on Shabbos in this?
On Shabbos for doing the pressing time? Probably would be, it might be midrabanan makah b'patish. You're finishing, it's the end of the laundering process. So it might be on the malabing, which is the Easter of laundering.
What about heating the iron?
What?
You have to tap someone.
Right.
Well, here we're talking about Chol Shamoed.
I'm saying, but on Shabbos, it's always gay. It's always with a hot object. That's the assumption.
That's correct. Always with a hot object. Mm-hmm. The Nemuki Yosef adds that the reason why we allow it is because if you don't, you look terrible wearing a shirt coming straight out of a washing machine without ironing it, because they didn't have. Self-drying,
wrinkle-free.
They didn't have wrinkle-free. And that's a davar ha'avod, says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. That if you look terrible, that in itself is a davar ha'avod. And the question is, everybody asks on it, what do you need it? What do you need it? Because the Gemara says, because it's Masa Hedyot. And the bigger problem is that if you halachically consider it as a dover ha'avod, many Rishonim are of the opinion that even meleches uman is permitted when it's a dover ha'avod. Now a Gemara doesn't say you can give it to the laundromat. You can do it yourself. Masahedya. So you should know that the Nuki Yosef is a little difficult. That's what Rava permitted. Again, Shara means somebody came, Halacha L'maisa, and asked them. This is not in the Shir, in the Beis Medrash, where was he? In Bechuza. Rava was in Bechuza. Next, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami, Amar Rabbi Chista, Kiture Biri Asur, Mai Taima Masei Umanu. Kiture Biri is pleading a shirt, to plead it. Okay? Nice. I have no idea why it's a Maise Uman. Okay? So we have to all assume that none of us know how to plead a shirt. Okay? Can we take that as a unanimous vote?
Yes.
We don't know how to plead shirts?
Excellent.
The Chabad, you know how to plead shirts? Okay, so we're all in agreement.
Are all these things in halacha that we're quoting here? Are these all masa?
No, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. All of this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Next. Omar Rava. Man de matkil ara. Adato de Beidari Shari, Adato de Ara Asir. If somebody is working the land, so it depends what is his intention. So if his intention is, what's the exact translation of? What?
Remove obstacles on land.
Right.
Is he the intention of making a threshing floor?
Right. He wants to clear it. If his purpose is to clear the land, simply to put a threshing a mill here, a threshing mill, but you need it flat land, that's okay. But if his intention is yipui ara, the reason why he's flattening it out is because, you know, eventually he won't want to plow, and if it's hilly and things like that, that's not very conducive to plowing, then this type of activity is prohibited in a Chol HaShemoed. We're talking about Chol HaShemoed. So if his intention is just to clear the land, to build a threshing, to put up a threshing floor, then it's permissible. But if it's to straighten out the land, flatten out the land, it is prohibited.
Does he actually have
to? Yeah.
Does he have to finish it on Chol HaMoed?
Does what? Does he have to finish what?
Meaning this gora and then he's going to build. Is it for now or
it's
for next?
It's a good question. It's a good question. It looks like it's for now. We'll see you in a second.
I would assume.
Heifi Dami. So the Gemara, exactly what's happened? Answers the Gemara. Mulya bimulya vinatza binatza. That's adata bidegari. Shakal mulya v'shada fensa adata da ara. Anybody want to leave translation for a second? Mulya b'mulya. And if you take, Rashi says, mulya b'mulya is, you take the karka from a mound, and you put it on another mound. That's mulya b'mulya. O notza binotza. If he had a piece of ground that was a hole in it, So what did he do? He took dirt from a place that was a hole, and where did he place it? In a different hole. In a different hole. That is considered adaita da'ara, because that's exactly the way you are choresh.
No, adaita da'ara.
That's abata da'ara. So,
what is his end product is not perfectly smooth. He still has
correct.
A little mound.
Correct, he still's got a mound and he still got a hole. So if he still has a mound and still has a hole, obviously his intention is not to yipui ara, to smoothen out the land, but his intention is to use this for the threshing floor. For the threshing floor. However, if he did what? If he shokal
mulya, he took a
mulya vishade binsa,
took the mound and put it in a hole.
Then that's obviously to fill up the hole
and take down the mound
and to reduce the mound. So that is to smooth out the land, and it would be prohibited. It would be prohibited. Now, the question which many rishonim ask here is: is there any issue of marasayin when this guy is in the middle of working his land? Any issue of marasayin? Because I can think that what am I doing? What am I doing with my? What's my intention for the making the threshing? What does it look like to anybody else that I'm doing the land? So let's take a look at the Rambam. That's page number 2.
Ooh, different uses.
The Talacha Yud Beis. On the bottom of the page. Hamashve Pnei Karka. Somebody who smooths out land. Im niskaven lisakein bakom shiyamibi krishel tvua o sheyodush bo. But if he smoothed it out so that he can put a kree, a silo, or sheyodushbo, a place to what? To thresh. The im niskaven la'avodas ha'aretz, also. But if he did so simply to beautify, smooth out the land, it would be prohibited. Now, the chayin hamalakid eitzim. Don't read this yet, because we're going to read it in the Gemara in 2 seconds. Just go to the last line of the Rambam. The last line, where the Rambam says, "Mima'asav yukar le'ezid David hu miskaven." Mima'asav yukar. What does that mean? You have to be able to recognize from his action what exactly he's doing. Why do you have to recognize? Why is it not enough for him to just intend to do it? Why? Because of marasayin. Because if somebody else will see and misinterpret it, that person will now say and conclude that working the land to beautify the land, to prepare it for plowing, is perfectly permissible in Chol Hashamoed. So it has to be abundantly evident, not just his intention. It has to be perfectly clear to everyone that he is doing it for threshing purposes or for silo collection of grain purposes. However, if you go to the page number 3, which is the Mishnah Brura. Look at Se'if Katan Lamed Aleph, second part of it. We'll get to the first part a little later. The Kosav Haridva Bechidushav. The Kol Zeh Rak Le'inyan Isu Lechatchila. All of this that we necessarily make him do something to demonstrate to one and all that he's doing something for a permitted purpose is only lechatchila. Avo b'di'eved lo kansinan le im him omer shedato leheter. But if it doesn't look like he's doing it, but he tells us, why am I flattening out the land? Why? Because what? Because I want to put the threshing floor. We believe him. And he does not get penalized. So says the Ritva. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Lahalacha. Mishnah Berurah quotes it.
The Rambam seems to have added that idea of Gemara sign on his own, because it's not in Gemara.
That is correct. 100%.
Well, he's assuming that's what the Gemara is asking when it says, Hey Chidami.
That's also possible. It's also possible.
What's Gemara's question?
Well, it just wants to know what...
I'm trying to find the case of Gemara.
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't supply one way.
But the Gemara, it's a very unusual answer. It's answering... When you see how he's doing it, that's how you know what he's doing. As opposed to just saying, the Gemara Gur said, no, if he's mulya b'mulya or nutza b'nutza, then it's okay, but if he's doing the other way, then it's not okay. They could have just said, well, you come back at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you see what he did.
Can't you read the Rambam that way, though? Can't you see the Rambam saying, forget Rambam, at the end of the day, you'll see what he did. If he built a threshing floor, then it's fine. Why do you say Yukara has to be Marasai? Maybe it's the Rambam saying, no, at the end of the day, see what Masav, what he did, you'll determine.
No, it says Yukar Masov.
No, I mean, we master from what he did. Yukar, when he said Davar Yitzchak, and you'll find out afterwards what he did, what he intended.
But you could say that about
any I hear what you're saying. I think that's a forced read of the Rambam. That's what I think. I think that's a forced read. I hear what you're saying.
It's a very unusual Marasayan. I mean, if it's Marasayan, we've learned in the past, it's Marasayan. You could do it any which way you want. If the Chachamim say it's Marasayan, you can't get out of it.
That's correct. But here they're being a little loose because it's Chol HaMoed. Yeah. Let's continue. Ve'omar Rava. Hayman Dezochi Zichi. Adata Detzivi Shari. Adata da'ara asa. What is this guy doing? He is cleaning his ground from loose pieces of wood. Loose pieces of wood. That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi, Dezachi Zichi. Shemechabed esakarka me'etzim kitanim. She'oleha shenotlam. He has little branches on the ground, so you clear them. So im adata de tzivi, im liktan adata de etzim lahasikon. If he collected them, for what purpose? To use as firewood. Dinok, how do I know? Dinokat ravrave v'shavak zutre. He took the big pieces of wood and he left the little twigs. Little twigs are not going to do much to burn. You need a good log piece. But if he took all of them away, then it's adata da'ara. De lahachi likton shirotze lizroa hakarka shilokate gidolim uktanim asur. If you take big and small ones, it is asur. It's asur. Now, here it looks like there was no plucking of any branches off a tree. And that's what it looks like from the Rambam as well. Take a look at Halacha Yud Beis in the Rambam. On page... Same thing on page number 2. Line 3 in the middle.
Line two
in the middle, excuse me. Hamalakeit Eitzim Mitoch Sodehu. Somebody is collecting wood from his field. Im Litzorucha Eitzim Mutter. Im Lusakin Hakarka Asim. So it does not look that he engaged in any actual kotzer. However, I should have focused that Haggadah, it's my minutes. Please take a look when you get it home. No games on tonight. So if you look at the Haggadah Maimonides, right here on this Rambam, in Os Tes, he writes, Sheposak Rabbi Meir, the Maram, Rabbi Meir of Rothenburg Paskin, the Ein Litlosh Asovim Bebeit Hakvarot Bemoed Ka'ashenoagim La'asot Bechol. What should you not do on Chol Shemoed? Sometimes you come to the cemetery and you go to a grave, and what happens? There are twigs, there are vines growing around the little thing, around the grave. And you want to clean it, so what do? So you rip it off. So on Chol Shemoed, says the Maharam Rutenberg, you should not do so. So he believes that, and he's commenting on this Rambam. So how does he understand what's happening in the cleaning of the Sada? How does he believe what's happening? Like you're told Eish Eitzen. So what this would this mean? You have a tree that has certain branches that are not terribly healthy. So if you rip out only certain branches, namely the bigger ones, that's an indication you're doing it for firewood. But if you rip out all the branches off the tree that are not growing well, you're pruning the tree. And you rip out all the branches, that would be also on Chol Shemoed. And it's talking about not just collecting off the land, but Melakir Eitz and Mamish. Melakir Eitz and Mamish. That's how the Maharam Rutenberg understood the Rambam. Understood the Rambam. So again, if you, for purpose A, it's Asur, purpose B, it's permissible.
Rambam in the first part, he's using Mitkaven. In this, Melakir Eitz does not use the term Mitkaven, and the following two examples,
he uses the word Mitkaven. That's a good point. Sometimes he uses it depending on what his kavana is, and sometimes he doesn't. What?
He goes imutzora instead of iskaven. Because here in the result, you're picking up the branches.
Right.
As opposed to.
But you could also say who would mikavein to collect wood. You could have said that. Mikavein would call
it. It tells you, because there you have the result in your hand. The dirt, it's right now the dirt, you're not holding on to the dirt. Dirt's just being moved from one point to the other.
Okay, but the Gemara had said it depends. If you put the dirt from a hill to a hill,
that's what he says. Biscavis, the result of your action. Here you're okay. Walking away with the wood.
I hear. Okay, well, we're getting right there. Nacha case.
So, what's the different ways of doing it?
If you collect only the big branches, that's okay, because that's an indication you're collecting it for firewood. If you're collecting, if you take the big and the small away, then it's an indication that you're doing it yipuyara.
So the last statement of the Rambam applies to all the cases in the halacha.
Right.
Mimasab yukar eze davar humiskaven applies to all cases.
That's correct. Okay, next. These are so thrilling cases. Such thrilling cases. Ve'amar Rava. Hayman de posach mayo la'are. Somebody who dug a furrow to allow water to come into his land from a river. So adata de kavre, if his intention is to walk to catch some fish, shari. Adata de ara also. If his intention is to what? To irrigate the land, that of course is prohibited. Ask the Gemara Hechidami, what type of digging furrows can we have to indicate which way it is? Pasach trei bebe trei babe Chad me iloi v'chad me titori adata de kavre. If he opened up, if he dug two furrows, one an upper one and the other one a lower one, that is an indication that he's doing it to catch fish. Because why does it's an entrance, it's a way to allow the water to enter, and the other one is to do what? It's to exit. So he's got it like coming in a circle. Then you know he's doing it for the fish. But Pasach Chad Bava, Chad Bava, but if he only made one furrow, then he's not looking to what? Circulate the water. He wants it right here. That means that it's Adata to Ara, and it is prohibited.
For the fish. That's
it. What?
He needs to benefit from the fish.
Oh, we're going to see right now how many fish he has to eat. So take a look.
So the Rambam says Mimaseb Yukar. So does that mean also the Rambam's not as particular as to what you do? I mean, he didn't list out the different types of things per each action. He just said it should be recognized.
Noticeable.
So
maybe
meaning
he
that those,
like the Gemara.
Those standards, I would say those standards could change based on...
I would agree. The Rambam is a little more liberal. Yeah. Yes, yes. So now, please take a look at page number
three.
This is the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Lamed. So he dug a hole near the river so that the water should flow into his house and have some fish there. Kidala Ochlam Bemoe. Ayin b'beis meir. Look at the beis meir. Beis meir is a commentary in the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of the page. There's a commentary called beis meir. I don't know who authored it, but it's printed in Shulchan Aruch. So he got lucky, because otherwise no one ever heard of it. Beis meir. It's like the Marshal once wrote a complaint saying, I did the exact same thing that the Ramah did. Ramah wrote a mapa on the Shulchan Aruch, right? To coach Ashkenazic tradition. Well, the Marshal did the exact same thing. But who knows of the Ramah? Everybody. Why? Because some printer decided to put the Ramah into the Shulchan Aruch. Who knows of the Marshal? Nobody. It's in somebody's library in the university. But nobody knows the Marshal. And he complained bitterly and he says, That's the illustration. Hakol toloi b'mazel, afilu sefer Torah shebeheichal. Afilu sefer Torah shebeheichal is toloi b'mazel. So I'm the base mayor. Shedato de'eno asur, rak im kavanoso kede lahashir kol hadogim al achar hamoed. The only time that it's asur is if his intent, even if he did so with the up and down, with the entry and exit. But if his intention is to catch the fish for after Yom Tov, then of course it's asur. Aval im kavanoso kidei lechol mehen, afilu ein dato kidei lechol kulon shapir dami. Even though his intention is not to eat all of them, that is perfectly okay. Why? Because you don't like every single fish that you catch. Right? Some people will like a salmon. Other people will like a tuna. So it's not that you're not going to eat, let's assume you don't like salmon. So you caught a salmon, you're not eating it. Not because you're saving it for after Yom Tov, because I just don't like salmon. So even though you did not eat all of the fish you caught, he says it's okay. However, ulam mi biur hagra de midame ze lahodisnan bedaf yud gimel amad beis hadashushos osin bitzino letzorach hamoed halokosav hamechaber leel besimin tofkuf lamad gimel seif aleph shelo ya'arim litchon yoser bekavan, says the Mishnah Berurah, that would appear from the Gaon that he took a little stricter approach. that since the Mechaber writes in relationship to something else, Deshusha, Dush, that which we grind, we allow that, but the Mechaber cautions you, you know what? Once you have your mill operating, it would be very easy to grind an extra 2 pounds and you have it for the day after Yantif also. So the Mechaber cautioned you that if you're not going to be using it on Yom Tov, you should not be doing it, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Vilna Gaon would say the exact same thing with the fish. When are you allowed to use your little up and down entry and exit fish? If what do you plan on doing? Eating every single fish. But if you don't want to eat every single fish, then you are not permitted to do so. That's what he says appears from the Gaon.
Would you say you can't always shecht a small animal, not a big animal, because you're not eating it on Yom Tov? No.
Yeah, same thing.
No, because that's it's one maisa shechita.
No, but you can have a choice to shecht a small animal or a big animal. You're not going to say, well, we shouldn't shecht the big animal because you're not going
to
eat all
I don't know. Maybe he'd find something to say that that would be parallel.
You can always have
maybe.
We pull a shtick of, you might have guessed. You're allowed to cook.
Okay, so then he should have said the same thing with the fish. Why did he say that you have to be so careful only to eat? Why did he say you have to be grinding only the exact amount? Well, or maybe, why should you not ground an extra pound? I might get a guess.
So this fish thing, the guy opens the gate, right, so to speak. He digs a hole, digs a second hole. So according to the grower, okay, I got 10 fish. He has to close it up now. That's mutter too. He's allowed to close it up.
Yeah, you should close it up.
More malacha? I mean, you're going to allow him to...
Yeah, close it up, yes. Or, no, he's got to...
leave it open.
Leave it open. Let it go.
Take any fish out.
It's got... Right, don't take any fish out.
It's bypassing.
It's going to go back and forth. He's got an entrance and an exit road.
No, but the fish only go downstream, or they only go in one direction. They're not,
no, but it's got...
So the way
it's
the thing,
starting it upper, it's going around and going and re-entering lower.
Right.
Okay, the fish are going around in circles?
Yeah, yes.
I don't think that's how it works.
Of course.
That's
the way it's
no, the whole point is that it's
the fish gets stuck.
Through your field.
And they get stuck.
The fish gets stuck, but the water keeps going.
Yeah.
The point is, the fishing gets stagnated. First of all, it seems, again...
That's what you read, Rashi.
It seems
for the first wide line of Rashi.
Is assuming that that's what the gross said. Just because he compared it to the...
Correct. That's an assumption which he's made.
Read the first wide line of Rashi. It's exactly how it works.
That what?
That the... Trey babe, chad shabo nechnas
ha-mayim. Chad shabo nechnas ha-mayim leguma.
V'nechnas, right?
V'nechnas ha-dom leguma. V'chad shah-mayim yotzim.
Mayim yotzim.
Chutz leguma.
V'ha-dogim ish-tayarim.
They don't get out. Right. V'lo kumo so-shari. Right. Rashi says that they don't get out of the hole.
Because by digging the second hole, you're demonstrating that you're not watering your property. You're just collecting fish.
I hear.
And also with grinding, it's clear. I mean, I'm not a coffee drinker, but you can imagine someone's grinding their coffee beans. Okay, so I'll grind a few more. Like, it's a much different example.
I hear. I'm just telling you what he says. I hear. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in page number 5, he writes, bottom of the page, Siv Zayin, V'chein tzad adam dagi b'chol amoed, kol ma sheyachol latzud, u'moleach hakol b'chol hamoed, b'mnei she'efshar sheyochal mehem b'moed. V'afal gab d'tzrichem lishos b'hamelach kami yomim, Ach im yischot osam biyado pe'amim rabos at shirachachu yiru'uyim b'chol amoed la'achila. Af al pi shitzad l'chatchila yosem mima shitzorech l'chol amoed. So what does he say? That we know that if you're going to open up this little thing, there are going to be a lot more fish than what you actually need. So what do?
Salt.
You have to salt them to preserve them. Fine. Now, when you preserve them, it's going to take. They're not going to be. If you start putting salt on to preserve them, are they going to be ready for eating on Chol HaShamoed? No. So what do you have to do after you put them into salt? You have to rinse schita. You have to squeeze. You have to rinse it off and squeeze out the salt from the ones that you want to what use on Chol HaShamoed. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's permissible as well. That's permissible. Ubitchina osarnu b'chahai gavna. But grinding, we didn't allow you to take liberty of grinding extra. Why? Lo dami tzeda l'tchina. The ein hadagim shavim ze lo ze. Fish are not alike. V'tzorach laharbe k'dei shiyuchal livror ezo shiyirtzu l'chol hamoed. V'hamalicha mutter b'kulon b'nei she'ein ze malacha gemura b'nei she'ein ibud ba'ochlet. It's not really a malacha salting anyhow. Umutu litzodon afila befarhesia b'mnei shenikol lakol shenitzrach dogim lechol shomoi. Va'afilu nohagu shelo latzud rishoim lachzor mimin hagam b'mnei shemimatin b'simchas yom tov. Even in communities where they decided not to capture fish, you're allowed to change that minhag and do what? And go fishing. Avol kol hamalacha she'osim litzorech. Next page. She'osim litzorech. Hamoei ima'ose osan balabayis b'shvilo rishoy lasos afilu b'fahesia im omnin osim oso osim yasu b'tzina. So if you're doing it yourself, it's okay. But
if you're an expert.
But if you're an expert, you know, he should not do it in public. Now, he used a statement, just said, Masha ain't Cain, but with what?
Betchina.
He didn't tell us why Masha ain't Cain betchina. Why would I not be so liberal when it comes to grinding?
Because the difference says the fish, there's no difference in that.
Good. So some say because there's no difference in grain, looks all the same. And also some explain him because it's actually meleches adama. And we're doing with meleches adama, Chachamim wanted to be a little stricter because you might start taking too many liberties in using, in working the land and all of those activities which we saw in the first couple of blocks. You should not do so. Hence, they were a little stricter concerning the grinding as opposed to going fishing. Going fishing. So next Chol HaMoed, you'll be a good father. You'll put on your boots and you'll go fishing with your grandchildren or your children, and you'll remind them of this halacha. It's perfectly okay to go fishing.
We keep asking, yes. You keep telling us to wait, but here the Mishnah Berurah brought up this thing, Kedei La'ochlan b'chol HaMoed.
Right.
So again, all the other cases, we haven't brought this up yet. This is the only case now, all of a sudden, we're talking about La'ochlan. All these other malachos that we've been talking about, the making of the land.
I mean, the wood, you have to use the wood for.
The wood.
You use the wood, you have to
The wood is for Yontif,
yeah,
use only.
Also, sure.
How about the first case? The threshing floor, everything?
Same thing, threshing floor for Yontif. Yes, no doubt. Now, in this case, if it's a dato de ara, what exactly is the prohibition? Here is a bechina, first question on the test. If the water is being brought in a dato de ara, what's the isur? From Daf Beis Amid Beis, Rabotai. The machloikis.
One is ktsira?
No. One opinion is that it was choresh, that you soften the land, and the other one is Zireya. It's a machloikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here and plow through more cases next week.